wet, warm winter nights have created a perfect storm for the region's lychee crop. Not only has it contributed to a failed flowering in many orchards, but also appears to have allowed a dormant pest to flourish. It's believed the mango shoot looper, with the Department of Agriculture and Fisheries recently declaring that it could not be eradicated, has been around for several years, but it took until this year to rear its ugly head. While initially it was mango growers on high alert, it wasn't long before neighbouring lychee orchards also noticed the terrible toll of the hungry grub, as I found out when I visited a packing shed this week to check on the harvest.
Now, Marcello Avolio, I've just dropped into Gorge Creek Orchards, expecting to find you hard at work in the packing shed, and you've all packed up. What is it, a finish for the day?
Oh, we're not quite finished. We're running a very reduced crew this year. I think we run it at a 20% capacity. Because that's what the crop is. It's probably a 20% crop of last year.
I walked into your packing room and there was three people there. Normally it's standing room only.
Yeah, normally we have probably 20 workers on a big year. Yeah, we're down to three or four workers and that's about it this year.
And pickers?
We use the same picking and packing crew. So we pick and at 10 o'clock we start packing and that's all the fruit we've got. Today we'll go to about 3-4 o'clock. Yesterday we only did 7-8 hours and that's about it.
How's the fruit looking that is coming off the trees?
The fruit is quite good, quite large this year, but just the volume is not there at all. The volume is there, the flowering wasn't too strong and the crop is down.
And I can see you're packing 5 kilo and these lovely branded 2 kilo boxes. How well received by the market will they be?
Look, we're doing the 5 and the 2 kilos this year, mainly because it's a light year. So it's well received. They do want it. Just I don't have enough, unfortunately.
The premiums won't make up for the lack of product?
No, I've done my numbers and even at that price, he just won't pay for the expenses and the fixed costs of the running a farm.
Well, what do you put this reduced yield down to in this particular season?
Well, quite simply, if I could go back in time, I think it was the rain we had in May, the lack of winter, and probably the sunshine hours as well, and probably that nasty looper as well.
The mango shoot looper has reared its head here at Gorge Creek?
Definitely, 100%, yes. I saw it back a few months ago, and it was devastating.
It was that apparent?
Yes. I've probably lost over 500 to 1,000 units from it.
What did you think when you saw them?
I just thought it was just another looper that has different slightly colour shade on it, but this looper was different. The standard looper attacked the leaves. This one here went for the flower. So, and once it touched that one flower, the female flower, that flower was finished. It was all over.
What about since the flowering? Have you seen any further impact or ongoing impact in the way that the fruit set or was matured?
Since the looper went away, it went away because of treatment, I haven't really seen it. I did see one yesterday, but only one.
You saw a grub yesterday?
Yeah, I saw one on a fruit yesterday, just one only. I go around every day. I have not seen it since, but I've heard that still in Matilba areas, they still exist.
So is it having a go at the fruit?
I am not seeing any evidence that it's having a go at the fruit at the moment.
But you're still worried that it's there?
I'm still worried it's there. The issue we got is that the treatments to get rid of it, we're limited by the number of applications per year. So we need to work on how to get rid of it somehow.
You mean by regulation you're limited or by cost prohibitive?
It is a cost and regulation. For example, Success Chemical, not only it's over $4,000 for 10 litres, you're limited to 2 applications per year. So if you need to use it on that looper, you can't really use it during the season after it for other pests. So you're limited by the label.
What advice are you getting from the Department of Agriculture about your options now? What post-harvest treatments have been outlined for you?
The pest is not visible at the moment. Like, I saw one yesterday, but I am not seeing at the moment. I mean, I think the issue we had was we had a warmer, more humid winter. So this probably... apparently it's been here for a while, but in the numbers this year was... we haven't seen these numbers before. I haven't seen it before this year. Next year it could be a drier, colder winter. They might not exist. They might go away. I doubt it. I doubt they'll go away. So we're limited to the chemicals that are available.
Are you a lychee grower willing on frost next season?
I don't wish for anything on anybody at the moment. Cool temps will be good and probably a drier, a lower humidity, lower dew point.
but perhaps based on what the authorities are saying, there may be a biological option. There might be pests actually out there doing the job for you.
It may be something, I don't know, the assassin bug something. This looper can destroy a crop in days. So if you see it and bring in some sort of IPM management, it could be too late anyway. So, yeah.
You're looking for a more immediate solution.
You need something that is quickly, because it can destroy a crop in days.
And you've seen that for yourself?
Yes, I've seen that in days, yep. It's that bad, I saw it within 3 days. It destroyed one block, yeah. They're saying that it can't be eradicated, so it looks like it's here forever, or for good. So we'll just work on next year and just see what happens. Just keep an eye on it and just use what's available to us.